Hello, GWA. This is Lexi Chan, and this is chapter 4 of my novel called Brother to Sister. I have kind of talked about this before. It has a whole bunch of different tags. It is a long piece of erotic fiction, so it goes all over the place. The main tag to mention is that it has age play in it. The main character is a 13-year-old boy. It has incest in it. The main relationship is with his brother, and that's really all it has. It has some come play in this chapter. Later on, coming up, especially, we get into some water sports. The next few chapters gets into some feminization, some humiliation, some threesomes, some straight sex, male sex, lesbian sex. It goes all over the place. I guess we will go ahead and pick it up from there. This is Brother to Sister, Chapter 4, Repeat Performance. The next several days go by without David saying a word about the incident, as I've come to think about it. He treats me like he always has, his kid brother that he has to look out for. He still wakes me up every morning to work out with him, and every time I follow him to the gym in my pajamas. My poor little penis ends up stiff as a board every time as I watch him lift weights, watch the way his muscles ripple under his skin, how his sweat glistens and trails down his body as he pushes his limits. It's flipping hot, and all I want is to give him another hand job. But I don't know if I'm supposed to talk to him about it or not. So instead, I'm left jerking off on the bathroom floor with the t-shirt David used to clean his cum off my face pressed to my nose. I can remember the feel of his cock in my hands, the hot, slimy feeling of his cum dripping down my face. I orgasm to the memory over and over and over, and each time I'm left feeling empty and alone. I want the real thing. I want him in my hands and in my mouth. I want his cum all over me. I want to bathe in it. And then one night, just smelling the shirt, it isn't enough. Instead, I pull it on and slowly play with my penis while I write in my journal about everything I want and need from my older brother. David isn't scheduled to be home for hours, and I just want to enjoy the moment as best I can. But then the door to the room flies open, and there he is in the doorframe, large as life. He shakes his head, taking in the fact that I'm wearing a t-shirt covered in dried cum. His eyes flash down to the place where I have my penis clutched in my left hand under the sheets.
"Well, what do we have here?" he asks, quiet enough to avoid waking up Mom.
I panic. Pulling my hand away from my small erection, I look at him with wide eyes, trying to play the moment off as normal. "Nothing," I lie. I was just writing in my journal.
David steps into the room and closes the door. "Is that so? Do you mind if I read what you just wrote? Or maybe you just want to tell me?" he asks, pinning me down with his gaze.
I hug the journal to my chest. It's always been my private place, something that's been very important to me while sharing my room. I love David, but having my own space to express myself has been a lifeline over the years.
Please don't, I say as David peels off his shirt, exposing that incredible chest of his. He chuckles. All right, I'll leave your privacy intact, but I can't help noticing what you're wearing. He says, stalking towards me like a predator approaching its prey. You naughty, naughty boy. You kept this shirt with you all this time, without washing it.
Naughty boy. The phrase washes through me like fire. At the same time, the embarrassment and the humiliation of the situation hits. I look up at him, clearly trying to come up with some sort of an excuse that will explain the situation away, but my mind is blank. The smell of stale cum is everywhere, and I can't think of a thing except how disgusting David must think I am, wearing a shirt covered in his old cum. He must think I'm the most disgusting thing in the world. My shoulders slump, and I look at the floor.
Why are you wearing it? David asks. Does it turn you on? You can tell me, he says, sitting down on the bed next to me. I pause. It smells like you. It reminds me.
And you are touching yourself while thinking about me.
I nod, face beet red.
Oh, that is so very sweet of you, David says. You must really love your older brother.
Then he reaches over and pats me on the leg. My face burns even hotter. It's the only hand job I've ever given. I like remembering it, I say, feeling his hand on my thigh and wishing that he would put it higher.
Andrew, I didn't think about how important that was for you, but of course it is. That was your first time doing something with anyone. Did I at least give you a first time you'll like to remember?
I nod as David wraps his arms around my shoulders. Suddenly, he is very close to me.
Do you want to do it again?
David whispers to me, his breath hot against my ear. My little cock twitches. I want it so much, but I'm still embarrassed by the situation. I open my mouth to reply, but I don't know what to say. Yes, I want to make you come so much. I want to be drenched in your hot jizz. I can't say that. I can't. So instead, I just nod. David runs his hands through my hair.
You're feeling shy right now, aren't you?
I nod again.
I'm sorry I walked in on you like that, Andrew, but I want you to listen to me. There is no shame in doing something you like. If wearing that shirt turns you on, well, you should wear it.
I look up at him. Really? You don't think I'm disgusting? He shakes his head, hugging me tight.
Tell me what you want, Andrew.
I tense in his arms, trying to figure out how to put words to my desires. Finally, though, I say it. David, I want to feel your cum on my face again. I can't stop thinking about it. I look down and see the tent in David's pants growing. His breath gets just a bit faster, and then he grabs my chin with one large hand and forces me to look into his eyes.
I love it when you speak to me like that, he says. I am so proud of you.
He stares deep into my eyes, and for a moment I think he's going to lean in and kiss me. I prepare myself for my very first kiss, another experience with my big brother. But then he pushes my head down his body so it rests on his abs, just above the bulge in his pants. He plays with my hair as I stare down at it.
When you are ready, Andrew, just unzip my pants and take it out.
His hand grips my hair, and it's clear what he wants. He wants me to give him a blowjob. He wants me to wrap my little mouth around his monster. But you're so big, David. I don't know if I can do this.
Don't be worried about it. It's not too big for you. Remember how you handled it before?
He continues caressing my head.
This will make me so happy, and I promise to reward you with all the cum you want, even more than last time. I haven't released in days.
More than last time? I gulp, but I take a deep breath, determined to do whatever I have to have his hot cum spray over my face again. Besides, I can give him a hand job. Maybe that will be enough. I reach down, unzipping his pants. Then I reach into his boxers and fish out the massive cock. My soft fingers brush over the head several times as I pull it free of his clothes. I find a good grip on it, pulling his shaft up and over his pants, leaving his large balls where they are. David looks down at me.
Take a good look at it. You know it's happy to see you again. He missed your soft hands rubbing him up and down. Why don't you try talking to it, little brother? You could tell it how good it makes you feel, what you like about it, what you are going to do to it.
I look up at him through my lashes. The idea sounds strange, but if that's what he wants. I nod, casting my eyes back to the vein-covered member pulsing in front of my face. Hi, I start. You're really big, and you make me really excited. I'm going to rub you until you come on my face again, I say.
David chuckles. A good first try, he says. Look, I'm leaking pre-cum already. That's because of your dirty talk, Andrew. Keep practicing, and, well, you'll be able to please anyone.
I nod.
Now, just like last time, David says, start slowly with both hands if you want, and don't forget to look at it the entire time.
But he hardly has to tell me to keep my eyes on his shaft. They are glued to his red head, watching in fascination as his cock grows harder and harder. My head is so close to his cock that it actually brushes against my forehead as it expands with blood, and it trails a tiny bit of pre-cum over my skin. I try to pull back a bit, but his strong hands keep my head right where it is. So I reach out with both my hands, stroking from the head down the shaft with one hand over the top, and then following it with my other hand down the bottom. I bet that feels really good, I say, trying the sex talk again. I bet you like the feel of my hands running down your hardness, don't you?
David moans softly. Andrew, you are such a fast learner. You've got natural talent. If you keep improving like this, you'll have no competition at all with girls.
One of his huge hands drifts down my body to squeeze my ass, making me jump. The feeling is phenomenal.
You know what you could do, David says. Try putting some saliva on it. It will help with the friction.
I nod, building saliva in my mouth. Then I let it dribble out to drip down the head of his cock, the wet slickness oozing down its length. My hand comes up to him again, and it slides down his shaft, my fingers squeezing the thick member in my hand. You're so wet and slick, so much easier to rub now, I say, letting more of my drool drip over the head of David's shaft, and I can smell you too, just like I've been smelling your cum for days and days. David's cock throbs in my grasp. I can feel his heartbeat pulsing through it.
Get your nose in there and sniff my cock, Andrew. Fill your nostrils with my scent. I want you to learn to associate the smell with the pleasure you're feeling right now.
I keep running my hands down his hard shaft, doing as I'm told. I move my face so his head is pressed against my upper lip, and then I inhale, taking in his musky scent. My own small penis quivers as I smell his earthy tones. I moan as a smell hits the pleasure centers of my brain. Oh my gosh, you smell so good, just like sex, so flipping good. I feel David's hand close tighter around my hair, and his hand on my ass starts rubbing insistent circles that drive me wild. And then I have an idea of my own. I stick out my tongue and lick David's cock from base to tip in a single, fluid motion. David shivers at the feel of my tongue.
Andrew, I didn't expect that at all. God, keep going. I'm so fucking close to coming.
Fueled by the knowledge that I'm about to bathe in my older brother's cum, I keep going, licking his shaft. I swirl my tongue around its head, enjoying the way his member throbs and twitches. And while I lick his cock, I keep rubbing it with my hands, hard and fast. And then both of David's hands are suddenly wrapped in my head, holding my face in place. He grunts, and I feel him tense as his cock throbs in my grasp. And then I'm being blasted by wave after wave of hot, hot spunk.
Here it is. Take it, Andrew. Take it all over your fucking face, little brother.
The first eruption of cum explodes into my mouth, coating my tongue with David's salty seed. And then his jizz covers my nose. I pull back, closing my mouth to swallow, and the next blast catches me in the chin, dripping down to my chest. Then both my eyes, down my forehead, into my hair. His seed is everywhere. The smell of it, the taste of it. I stick my tongue out, trying to lick up what I can, reveling in the feeling of being covered in cum. Naughty boy, David had said, and he was right. I'm a cum-covered, naughty little brother. I manage to clear enough of his spunk from my eyes to look up at him. You taste so good.
You tasted it too? David asks. You are perfect, little brother. I love how you look with my cum all over your face. Do you want to kiss me? Do you want to share it with me?
But you want to taste your own cum? You would do that with me?
Of course I would. Now get up here and I'll give you your very first kiss.
He grabs my hair and pulls my face back to his, holding it inches away from him. He stares at me, grinning as a trail of cum drips from my forehead, forcing me to close my right eye. Cum drips from my chin, landing on his shirt. And then he leans in and my world changes. David's lips meet my own cum-covered ones, his tongue darting out to taste his own seed. Then he opens his mouth, luring my tongue out to play with his as he reaches down with a hand and squeezes my ass. I moan into his mouth, wrapping my arms around his neck and kiss him back with the clumsy passion of a virgin. Without thinking, I've moved my crotch so it is pressed hard against his leg, and then I start to thrust against it with his hand on my ass, tongue in my mouth. David grabs my ass tighter, using it to help me thrust against him, guiding my movements. He pulls away to lick cum from my face, and then trails kisses down my neck as I let out a loud moan of pleasure. Then his mouth is over mine again, tongue pushing to the back of my throat. David, you taste so good, I say, pulling away from the kiss, causing a strand of cum to stretch between our lips. You taste so flipping good. David pulls me tighter against him with his hand on my ass. I am so close to exploding.
If you like it so much, then I promise to feed it to you whenever you want, David says. But you have to promise. You have to promise to listen to me. Can you do that?
I look up at him, my body quaking with desperation. I nod my head once, a quick but strong agreement to his question. Right now, I would do anything so I could have more of his cum. Do anything so I could have my own orgasm, which was so flipping close. David's finger trails over my cheek, wiping away some of the cum and gathering it there. And then he feeds it to me, and I latch onto his finger like it's the only thing keeping me alive. I suck the cum off of it, my eyes closed, and then the pleasure racing through me finally explodes. The orgasm washes over me with the power of a tidal wave, turning my mind to a white-hot sheet of pleasure. My entire body quivers and I thrust hard into David's leg, pushing my little penis against him with all my strength and creaming my pants for the second time with my lips pursed around his cum-covered finger. David is watching me, a huge grin on his face.
That must have been an amazing orgasm. How about I see how badly you messed your boxers?
Then he moves to pull down my pants. I'm still quivering from the pleasure that washed through me. I do the only thing I can think. I lift my ass so my big brother can pull my pants down. David chuckles, tossing my jeans into the corner and opening my boxers to look inside.
Would you look at this? You came really hard, he says. I think you enjoyed this more than I did.
Then he pulls my boxers off of me and looks directly into my eyes.
I bet you want to taste yourself, too, don't you?
I feel almost like a child as he pulls down my pants, small and vulnerable in my big brother's grasp. But when David asks if I want to taste myself, I nod. Flip yes, David. Please. He takes my soaked boxers and sways them above my mouth.
Now, be a good boy and clean up the mess you made, he says. It's not going to taste as good as mine, but I think a kinky little thing like you will enjoy it.
I moan as David pushes the boxers into my mouth, feeding me my cum-coated underwear. I expected him to wipe the cum off with his fingers and feed it to me, but this? My smell is all over the fabric, both the smell of my cum, but Also the smell of the musk from my most private area. I lick it up, sucking the boxers into my mouth to get as much cum as possible, and I can already feel my little penis feeling with blood again, responding to the slutty feeling of being forced to clean up my own mess.
God, Andrew, you're hard again already. Are you really ready for another round?
I nod, still sucking and slurping at the boxers in my mouth. Want more, I manage to say around the fabric.
All right, little brother. I'll let you come one more time, but don't get used to this. I'm only doing it because you did such a good job with my cock.
Then he grabs my tiny 3-inch shaft in his hand. I moan into the boxers as he starts jerking me off, thrusting up into his hand without thinking. I thrust faster and faster, my head thrown to the side as I breathe loudly through my nose, the boxers falling away from my face as the pleasure forces me to forget about them. And despite coming only moments before, it doesn't take long. 30 seconds, maybe less, and then my body jerks as a second orgasm washes through me. My cum, it doesn't explode from my tip like David's does. Instead, it dribbles out in a small pool, dripping over his fingers and down to my hairless pelvis.
That's right, Andrew. Come again for your big brother. Shoot your seed all over yourself,
David says as my body twitches beneath him. I moan my pleasure as my orgasm fades, and then I feel David collecting all the cum with his hand.
Open wide, little brother. I want to feed you your own fuck juice.
And I do as I'm told, opening my mouth. I look up at my big brother, eyes wide and submissive, ready to clean my mess off his hands. He moves his hand to my mouth, allowing me to suck each finger clean, and then lick my cum off his palm.
Good boy, he says. You deserved everything that happened tonight. When you feel ready, let's get up and take a shower.